Here's a thought I'll title, You Pay. The most fundamental rule of economics is that we work in order to gather the assets that allow us to pay for the things that bring us pleasure, like, for example, food and clothes and a roof over our head, and, of course, all the fun stuff we get to do. You work so that you have the assets that allow you to play golf or go fishing or do photography. But it seems like so many photographers think that the way it ought to work is that they ought to be paid for doing their photography. They want to sell prints as a means to engage in their hobby of making photographs, which would be lovely if it happened, if there was a huge market and if we could manage to all make a living out of doing our photography. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be fun? It'd be ideal. But the problem is it sort of violates one of these fundamental rules of economics. Producing art is the end point of our passions. It's what we do because we really want to, because we get some sort of reward from the thrill of engaging in going out photographing and producing something that we're proud of in the dark room or whatever. Producing art is the end point of our passions, not the beginning point of our work to gather assets. And so somehow the idea of selling photographs in order to put food on the table, or selling photographs to be able to pay for an airline ticket to go somewhere, it's a great fantasy, but it's sort of not the way economics really work. You don't get paid for watching television. You don't get paid for reading a book. You don't get paid for going to the movies. And it probably shouldn't come as much of a surprise that we don't get paid for doing this incredibly fun and entertaining thing called being a photographer. Instead, you pay to go to the movies. You pay to read a book. You pay to take a trip somewhere. And it's an unfortunate reality, but you pay also, we all pay, to be photographers. It's a privilege to be able to do this. And shouldn't come as a surprise that those who actually do put bread on the table with their sale of their photographs are a very, very unusual group of people who are probably providing photographs for someone else because the photograph is more valuable to those people than the money they have to pay for it is. In which case, you're talking about people like wedding photographers or commercial photographers or advertising photographers or portrait photographers or whatever. Those people are getting paid because the people who are paying them have as their end point in the process the photograph that they need that they can't provide for themselves. Those of us who are fine art photographers are kind of kidding ourselves if we think that that's the way it ought to work for us too. Like I say, for a few, I know some, but not very many, and it's probably because they have a real specialty kind of something or other that other people simply cannot produce in any way possible. So for those of you who are zeroed in on some sort of commercial gain from your pursuit of fine art photography, good luck, but don't be surprised if it doesn't happen. Don't be surprised if you end up having to pay for the privilege of being a photographer.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.